This is KBBI Homer, AM 890. The time is 9:02 a.m. I'm Kathleen Gustafson, and this is the Thursday COVID Brief. Let's see who's on the line. I think that is Jenny Carroll from the city of Homer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Kathleen, good morning.
What a relief. Now, I also see someone on tie line 6. So who else is here? Dorotha Ferraro, are you on the line?
I am indeed. Good morning.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. Also, Dorotha Ferraro is spokesperson for South Peninsula Hospital. Jenny Carroll, information officer for the city of Homer. Also, later in the half hour, we'll get a call from Peggy Erkineff from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. If anyone has any questions, you can email them to info@kbbi.org, or you can call 235-7721, and you can either leave your question, or you can go to air. But let's start with Dorotha Ferraro and Jenny Carroll. Thank you so much. I've missed you guys. I've been out for 2 weeks. I know that I got a call from Dorotha this morning. The big news on our KBBI local news this morning is that there is a call center established by the borough. Now, they can't put you on a list to get your vaccination. However, what they're going to do is help seniors navigate the website, the state website, so that you can get your vaccine and get in line. But I want to start with Dorotha Ferraro from South Peninsula Hospital. Dorotha, how is it proceeding? So all the vaccine has been administered here out of Homer, hasn't it? Or is there more to that to administer now?
Well, Kathleen, I can only speak for the vaccines that are issued to South Peninsula Hospital. So just like in testing, we were just one of places who had vaccines. The same right now, the hospital is just one. And the vaccines that have been issued to the hospital, those are for purposes of a mass distribution. And that's different than being issued or allocated to a clinic to then assign to a specific person based on their health conditions or that type of thing. The vaccines we have been assigned are very much for purposes of a mass event. And when you do it that way, the state requests that you make those available to anybody who is in the eligibility list. And when you request the vaccines from the state, you actually say how you're going to give them as far as like at a mass event or by appointment only in your clinic or whatever. And the state uses that information to help determine allocation. And right now they are very much focused on mass events to try to reach the most number of people, the highest number of people possible in the shortest period of time. So to answer your question, all of the ones that the hospital has for mass event purposes have been already administered. Great news. And we do not have any expectations of getting any more in January. We do expect a February allocation, but we do not have any idea how many that will be.
Okay. And I have a question from our news director, Jay Barrett, about the cost. How much is the hospital billing insurance for the cost of a vaccine? Are you paying a fee to the state to receive it?
The vaccines are, the doses are being provided to us from the state of Alaska free of charge. There is no charge to us to receive those, and we are administering them. We are providing our clinical care groups to work in these vaccination clinics free of charge. So there is no charge to anybody. There's no charge to us, and then we do not charge the people attending those events. It is totally no charge at this point. And we did receive CARES Act funding as a hospital. We received CARES Act funding to help us respond to the pandemic. And this is but one of the ways that we are using those funds. Another is the free testing that we continue to offer on Bartlett Street on the lower level of the specialty clinic. We offer that 9 to 6 daily, and that's another example of how we use those funds.
And what about, so I'm just getting a call in from, or an email from Roger. Roger wants to know, how do I know if I'm on the wait list at South Peninsula Hospital? My understanding is that there is no wait list. Is that, that's correct? Is
so,
that correct?
Thank you. Super confusing. My bad. My apologies to all. There was a wait list, and it was more of a standby list. And that was specifically for last weekend's clinic. And to get on that list, you agreed that you were going to be available on Friday and Saturday of last weekend, and then again 28 days later for dose two. And so the people who got on that list, that was specific to that event for that manufacturer of vaccine, which was Moderna, for those days and those follow-up dates. And so it sounds easy to just say, hey, why don't we just have a master list? But interestingly enough, there's becoming more vaccine manufacturers available, which have different development processes, may or may not have a second dose. People might not be in town for the fourth week for your booster. So I just don't feel that having one master list will be useful in trying to roll them out. So having the list specific to that clinic date and manufacture a vaccine seemed to be the best and most informed way for people to do that. So at this moment, there is not a list. What we have is information. And so you can just check the hospital website for information. You can check the city's vaccine info line, 435-3188, or you can potentially call the new borough line. In full transparency, I have not briefed the people answering those phones as to what the situation is in Homer, but hopefully they have that and are able to immediately begin providing that. So well, as of today, no list, and stand by for more information.
And everybody get your pencils or pens or whatever you use to make a note, because I'm going to give you that number. The vaccines are currently available. Well, they're not available in Homer, but there, it's possible to get one if you're a healthcare worker or an Alaskan over 65 years of age. So in the Homer area, the number to call the borough call center is 235-4636. That way you can find out what kind of help they're able to offer to navigate the state's website for you. And that's, once again, it's 235-4636.
And Kathleen, if I may, regarding the state's website, so because the hospital does not have any vaccine available at this time, we've removed our presence from the state website. So I do want people to understand that just because you don't see somebody on the website doesn't mean that they might not be there in the future. It's just, it seemed pointless to be represented as a vaccine provider on the state website when I know that for weeks to come, we don't have any.
Okay, thanks for that, Dorotha. I want to switch over to Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Kathleen. I have a few things to add to that conversation.
Please do.
I listened in on the state's ECHO, which is a COVID science call line. And the state health officials were encouraging people to get their shots locally if you at all can. To decrease the amount of travel around Alaska and therefore potentially increasing the spread of COVID-19. But secondly is, especially if you're going out of state, to make sure that you're able to get your first and second doses at the same place, because you may be looking at traveling outside, maybe for a seasonal home that you have or some work-related travel. But it's not necessarily that when you go down south, there will be the same tiers available or any doses available, because right now we are allocating our doses to people who get a first and second shot. So there's not shots around left over for someone to get who may have gotten their first shot somewhere else and then want to get their second shot here. So the state will know on the 26th what kind of allocation the state will be getting, and South Peninsula Hospital will learn shortly thereafter. And there are more intentions to have open pods again, that people can come with an appointment to get a shot. So if you can hang on and wait for that, that would be great. The state will begin allocating, at least at this point, their thought is allocating vaccines according to per capita. So if you're traveling somewhere else to get the shot, it kind of throws that metric off as well. I understand people wanting to become vaccinated, and it's really great. And but that was the advice from the state yesterday.
Thanks, Jenny Carroll. I want to point out that the last report that I had, over 78,000 doses have gone out through Alaska, and we have the highest vaccination rate per capita in the country right now, with I think they said 10%, about 10% of the population having been vaccinated. So it is moving forward, but that of course doesn't help anyone who has not received the vaccine yet and wants it. But I wanted to point that out, that the state dashboard, very rough math, says that vaccination have averaged about 3,000 a day, way better than the 1,000 a day in the prior weeks. And that if that pace can be maintained, that 50% of Alaskan adults could be immunized in the next 3 months. But that'll be a push. And I'll make sure that for seniors and healthcare workers, I think it's mostly for seniors, but healthcare workers are eligible as well. I'll make sure before we're done today to give that phone number one more time. Write it down somewhere, because it is entirely possible that that number is going to be overrun with calls, so you might not be able to call it right off the bat, that 235-4636 number, if you need help or advice. So I do want to find out, I've been out for a couple of weeks, and I want to stay with Jenny Carroll from the city and find out if there is anything on your list today that needs to get out. I missed the last city council meeting.
Well, my thoughts right now for the COVID call line is about COVID, and I would say that the main thing from there is that the city support of these pods, which is called point of dispensing, which is what happened last weekend. Just marshaling the expertise of people in the city and their departments, from planning to public works to communications, to work together as a team to try to get these vaccines out. And council's been very supportive of the city's continued participation in COVID mitigation. So that's the main news from the COVID front.
Okay, great. And also, Jenny Carroll, from the city of Homer, are there any plans for the city to do any economic impact studies, or I know we're going to check with the Economic Development District and see what they have to say, but are there any plans for the city or any departments of the city that are looking into economic impacts of COVID and the positive impacts of CARES Act funding?
We will probably lean on the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District crew to do that. They really have that expertise. I know that some members of the city's Economic Development Commission have been reaching out to various businesses in town for informal discussions about long-term impacts. We certainly know that the CARES Act funding that the city was able to get out through our programs has to help businesses. Having that influx of cash after such a poor season, we hope makes a big difference in businesses being able to hold on through what now is still fairly minimal openings of restaurants and what was a fairly poor season for some of our tourist guide businesses. So holding on through that and hoping for a better summer, which all of our mitigation practices, getting the vaccine more widely distributed, will all work towards hopefully having a better summer season this year.
Thanks so much. And here's a question from Janet. I think this is for Dorotha. I'm wondering if the second vaccine shot for those 65 and older who have received their first shots, are they already in a stockpile in the state, or are they already housed here in Homer, or are they part of an unknown number of vaccines that we receive in February, that second round?
They are reserved for us at the state of Alaska. So when the state sends out any dose, they automatically set aside round two of that dose.
Okay, thanks. And then I want to check with you, Dorotha, about let's remind everyone about testing, and because that's still going on. There aren't any vaccines to distribute in the city, in Homer right now through the hospital. I will definitely check with South Peninsula, Seldovia Village Health Center to see if they have any. I know that through my reading on the state website, I found that a lot of the numbers don't include, like numbers of vaccine distribution, they don't include the villages, because that's a separate set of vaccines, 38,000 so far, 35,000, pardon me. OWS is treating tribes as sovereign governments, and Alaska tribes have received their own shipments of more than 35,000 doses. But that's necessary because almost twice the number. Alaska Natives are about 20% of the population. They have about 40% of the COVID deaths or the COVID positive cases. So those numbers are separate from what you're hearing are coming to the hospital. But I'll be checking in with Seldovia Village Tribe and get an update from them as soon as possible, probably for our Monday meeting. But Dorotha, can you remind people about testing?
You bet. So we're open 9 to 6 daily, 7 days a week, 9 to 6. It's very easy. You just show up at, it's actually on Danview, but you go up Bartlett Street, and it's the lower level of the hospital specialty clinic. And you just pull up, and there's a phone number just facing you on the parking sign, and you call the phone number, and they register you over the phone, and then you walk up to the window, and they give you the swabbing kit, and you swab and turn it in. Turnaround time is, it's at least 3 days right now, 2 to 3 days, so that's great compared to some of the delays we've seen over the course of the pandemic.
I was just about to say that is an improvement. What is it that has caused that improvement? What?
Statewide testing has declined. I think that people felt this sense of movement towards vaccine, and that's a risky route to go. We want to maintain testing as a tool and a piece of information, a piece of data to help us, especially now that school's back in session. The schools on the local peninsula are back in session, although in a modified manner. Sports are back in play, and so more folks moving around and getting together. And so testing is a fairly accurate and easy way to help manage the mitigate the spread of COVID.
Well, as you mentioned that, Peggy Erkineff should be on the line now. Peggy, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. Peggy Urquhart is the information officer for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. And I would love to hear an update from you about attendance, about in-person and remote schooling and classrooms, and about activities and how that's going along. First of all, who's in school and who isn't right now?
So all students have school happening, but on-site at school, our pre-K through sixth graders are attending every day, and our 7th graders through 12th graders are on a split schedule. And all of our schools designed what that would look like. So it's not the same throughout the whole district, but everybody's going to school at least 2 days a week.
Great.
So that's what's happening with the older kids. As you all know, we're looking closely at what the trends are doing, as well as the positivity rates and what we're seeing in schools with positive cases, as well as what's happening with our hospitals and our healthcare providers to determine when we can bring all 7th through 12th graders back every day and open up that on-site learning. So Southern and Eastern Peninsula are the areas that would likely have that happen first. And we'll be meeting this morning and going over all the data and everything to determine if that could potentially happen by Monday, or if it would be another week based on what we're seeing. I will share, I was really excited. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen when we brought all the 1st through 6th graders back every day and 7th through 12th kind of on their split schedules. And our counts in schools of either people who have been a close contact or had a positive case have gone down. I used to have several a day. And now that we're trending more into a little bit more medium risk than when in November and December, we didn't have a huge uptick in schools. So that was really positive. That tells us our mitigation plans are working. So thank you to everybody. We know this is still challenging as we're learning how to do this, but it's working. And so the goal is when we open those schools in the Homer area and throughout the peninsula, that they can stay open until the end of the school year. And that's what the hope is. So I don't have a date for that yet.
Okay.
7th to 12th graders, but we're hoping soon. Just watching everything.
What about activities and sports?
Great question. And I actually had an update yesterday of all the different sports plans that have been getting approved. So you will see some games starting to happen. And there's strict mitigation plans in place. They're being broadcast. But in the Homer area, I can tell you that actually today, Homer High is playing Nikiski with boys and girls basketball. And then there is on, today is what day, Thursday, Saturday. Well, the 23rd, Homer High versus Nemelchik is more basketball as well. So, and Soldotna High School versus Homer with hockey. So we've got some sports happening. We're going to ask everybody to please make sure you're masked up. If you were one of the people that were approved to be able to go and watch live, we've got stuff broadcasted. We want to keep our sports going as well and keep them open.
Well, I do want to hear about that. So in order to attend a game, what's the protocol if you want to be able to attend a game?
That's a good question, and I don't have all the answers for that because every single school has a different mitigation plan based on what the capacity is in the gym. So my understanding was an athlete could have two people, but I don't know what the final mitigation plans ended up in place.
So it's contact the athletic directors?
The school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have another question here before we go for a round of final comments. Leisha asks, if you registered, I think this is for Dorotha, if you registered and were not able to get an appointment and were waitlisted, do you need to go through the whole process again? Do you know the answer to that one, Dorotha? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the caller means when they say the whole process. The scheduling system on the Lower Peninsula is very different than the rest of the state. The rest of the state is using a medical model for medical appointments, and so they're having people scan in insurance cards and answer medical history questions and things like that to get an appointment. And when we do our mass vaccine clinics, it's just name, email, town, and date of birth, and pick your time kind of thing. And so because picking your time is unique to that clinic, I guess to answer that caller, yeah, you would have to go through, quote, the whole thing again. But the whole thing is pretty, pretty simple as far as compared to other types of appointments. So did that software save your name if you were looking for an appointment last time? No, we don't have it set up to create accounts and passwords and things like that. However, I do want to bring up the issue of not everybody is computer savvy or skilled or has internet. And so I guess to them, yes, that probably feels like incredible amount of work to learn they didn't get an appointment. So there are over 700 people that got vaccinated last weekend, and dozens of them have left me voicemail, and possibly Jenny as well, thanking the crew for the work and asking if there's anything they can do to help. And I will ask the community that just as it took over 100, if not close to 200 of us to put that event together last weekend, we're relying on the community to help us too in helping vulnerable individuals make appointments. So if you know somebody who doesn't have computer access, isn't good on the phone because they can't hear very well, and you know them and you know they have those challenges, rather than calling me and asking me to help them, if you could reach out and help them, you now have a phone number at the borough level for information. You know, the hospital website will always have any information on it. The city call line will have information. I ask you to help us help them, because we want as many people to get vaccinated as possible, and we want to reach everybody, just not those who have computers. But I really have to rely on the help of the community to do that.
Well, let me give that number one more time. So if you are in Homer, the number to call for the Borough Call Center for assistance. Now, still the only people eligible are healthcare workers and Alaskans over 65. But the number to call to get assistance, if you want to help someone in those categories, or if you yourself are in those categories, is 235-4636. And then in Seward, 224-4636. In the Central Peninsula, 262-4636. But in Homer, 235-4636 to get the Borough Call Center so that you can get some assistance. So Peggy Erkineff from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, is there anything we've left out for you today? Thanks for being here.
Just thanking everybody for going through the long haul with this, and we're looking forward to when the next level of vaccine happens for everybody 50 and over, and we've got a lot of teachers that are really anxious to get their vaccine. So thank you in the Homer area for what you're doing. It's really important.
And I have one more question for you about what kind of education in terms of educating the students and the parents is the borough doing about the vaccine? Because I know that some of the schools, one school in particular, has had a huge problem with parents literally putting out disinformation and incorrect information to try to convince parents not to allow their students to be vaccinated. So is the borough doing anything in terms of educating students?
So the borough has been doing some things through the OEM office, but the school district, I'm just getting caught up that that's something we need to be doing. It hasn't really been our role per se, but our school nurses will talk to parents. So I'll check in with Nurse Iris and find out if there's some more that we need to be doing. But we were going to simply share what other people have done. Like, for example, the OEM office is putting some videos out. So, or other really good resources. And our school nurses, we'll check in with them and see what we need to be doing.
Okay, thanks. That's Peggy Erkineff from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Dorotha Ferraro, do you have any information to add this morning?
I do. Can you hear me, Kathleen?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to follow up on what you and Peggy were talking about. I caution parents to make decisions based on what the information that's out there right now. There are only two approved, or actually two vaccines with emergency use authorization right now, and that's Pfizer and Moderna. And there are others on the docket that will be coming out.
Oh, yeah, there's an AstraZeneca coming out that's very different.
And so I just caution parents that if you read and make a decision based on what's out there, stay open-minded to learning about other options that become available, because they're all very different and they all have different risks and benefits, and they are even tailored to different age groups. So I would just be sure that people realize there's plenty more options and information to always be processing.
Thank you. And we've gone 2 minutes over. I apologize and thank you for your patience, but I do want to get Dorotha to confirm or not confirm something. Ken Kastner, Mayor Kastner, has written a comment. There have been no reactions from any of the doses so far, any reactions to the vaccine. And
if you'd like to make a call.
And doses are now able to be dispensed 50% faster than expected. Dorotha, can you confirm those things, that there have there been any reactions, adverse reactions to the vaccine in Homer so far?
Not that I'm aware of. I spoke with our infection prevention doctor who was in charge of the clinic, and there was nothing unusual at the event. And I just checked in with them this morning before getting on the call, and we have heard of no others since the event. So that's correct. As of right now, we do not know of any.
And that doses are now able to be dispensed faster than expected. Are you also finding that to be true?
As far as in our clinic locally, in the clinic that we did, when I say clinic, I mean the mass vaccine pod, the 2-day event that we did, we realized that we were more than keeping up with the number of appointments that we had made. So if and when the state tells us when our next allocation is available, and if indeed it's a larger number than last allocation, we plan to add additional appointments and move possibly up to 1,000 people through the next vaccine clinic. We did 700 appointments for the last one and ended up administering 715 vaccines. Our goal for the next one would be 1,000 appointments. And that's for our service area. We have 2,700 seniors. But when you remove people who are out of town, have no interest in getting it, aren't medically compatible to getting it, that brings that number under 2,000. And we did 700 last week. And if we by chance are able to do 1,000 next time, we're getting very close to having the senior population vaccinated who wants it. So that is our dream and our goal for February.
Thanks so much, Dorotha Ferraro, information officer for South Peninsula Hospital. And we'll stay in touch. You let me know, and we'll get information out to people as soon as we know the next batch is on its way. And Jenny,
correct.
Jenny Carroll from the City of Homer, any final words for you or any information that we didn't get to this morning?
No, I'd just like to follow up on what Dorotha said the increased capacity to give out vaccines at the next clinic. Is that greater throughput of people still will include an observation time after the vaccine is given for best medical practices. So just because we'll have the capacity to give more vaccines, it's not eliminating that step of an observation period to make sure if there is a reaction that we can respond to it. So the greater number does not eliminate that step. And I would like to just end with a big thank you. Thank you to the hospital, to the public health nurses, to the city staff and volunteers, folks offering from the community. It was something else to be at that clinic, seeing the response of the community to what we see as the beginning of the end of COVID. And so thank you, Homer. It's great to see everyone roll up their sleeves to get the shot and to roll up their sleeves to make that clinic happen for our community. So a huge thank you from Unified Command to everyone who was involved.
And that vaccine clinic was at the Homer United Methodist Church. Is that correct?
No, it was at the Christian Community Church.
Community Church on Bartlett Street.
Yes. And yes, their facility worked beautifully for the event, and we thank them as well.
Okay, thanks so much. And I'm going to call it. This has been the regular Wednesday COVID brief. If you stay, continue to listen, I will give you the number one more time for the call center from Homer for run by the borough. And then also, I got a terrific email from someone who took their 93-year-old mom to the church for her appointment. But I don't want to keep Jenny Carroll from the city of Homer or Dorotha Ferraro from South Peninsula Hospital any longer. I know you have things to get to. Also, my thanks to Peggy Yerkineff from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Good morning, everybody. And so this comes from Sue Christensen, who wrote in to my email, kathleen@kbbi.org. Anytime you have a question you want added to the Thursday list, any day of the week, you can always just email your question when you think of it to kathleen@kbbi.org, and I compile them for so that we can ask the panel every Thursday. But Sue says, this is to all the people who helped with the COVID vaccine clinic for seniors. Thank you. I took my 93-year-old mom to the Christian Community Church for her appointment. She was a little apprehensive about getting a fast-tracked vaccine and leaving her lockdown bubble. Like most of us, her heart was heavy watching recent news events, hearing troubling reports from friends afar, and realizing people just like her were suffering due to COVID all over the world. Well, leave it to Homer, Alaska. Each person she encountered greeted her with a huge, reassuring smile. She was whisked in and through in no time flat. The needle is tiny. She didn't notice the short wait after to ensure she had no reactions because local doctors visited her like she was an old friend. The fire chief happened to be walking by and pushed her wheelchair to the car. That's Homer's senior vaccine clinic. Every detail finally tended to. It restored her hope in the world. Thanks for the shot in her arm. And that is from Sue Christensen. Thanks, Sue, for writing that in. So if anyone in the Homer area would like the number for the Kenai Peninsula Borough's call center to help seniors register for the coronavirus vaccine, that number in Homer is 235-4636. And then in Central Peninsula, 262-4636. In Seward, 224-4636. And once again in Homer, 235-4636. This has been a COVID-19 brief, the regular Thursday brief. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. The time is 9:39 a.m.